Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply hunger pains. Hunger pains. Think of the last time when you were really, really hungry. You remember when your stomach began to growl and then your stomach began to hurt and then you couldn't think about anything other than eating your favorite meal. And you may have passed 15 restaurants along the way to get to the place where you wanted because you had something in your mind that you wanted to eat. Isn't it amazing that no matter how hungry we are, that we're not satisfied just eating anything, we've got to eat the thing that we're craving. That's actually a part of the reason why we're hungry is because we've got something specific in our minds and we don't want to stop until that hunger is properly satisfied. In business, hunger pain also plays a major role simply because everybody that you meet that's going to excel and advance is only going to do so because he or she is hungry. Now, I'm not speaking of that physical hunger that makes your stomach growl and pains in your side and all of that. No, I'm speaking of that internal fire that burns on the inside that makes a person say, I'm no longer satisfied with where I am. I'm not going to stop until I get to where I expect to be. Yes, my friends and neighbors, once we build teams that are hungry and we recruit people that are hungry, everything changes in our business as well as our lives. The CRAVE acronym. It represents the 5 key components for instilling hunger and driving hunger in the people that you connect with every single day, particularly those that you lead. That C in our CRAVE acronym reminds us of the importance of commitment. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of commitment. Remember, when we're craving something, we're committed to what we're craving if we're truly craving it. Have you ever had a taste for your favorite fast food restaurant? They may serve chicken or hamburgers or whatever the case may be, but you may drive 30 miles just to get to that one place that you're craving. Why? Because you're committed to getting it satisfied. The same token, my friends and neighbors, when it comes to business, it begins with commitment. The person who juggles 15 tasks, they're just snacking. They're not craving. The one who works on 17 jobs and does 5 different businesses and has 7 different sets of business cards that all have a different title, I am not convinced that that person is committed. I'm going to say that person is snacking. They're just choosing a few things to do every now and then, just hoping that something works out well. But when it comes to commitment, that's a different concept. All you know Colonel Sanders for is Kentucky Fried Chicken. All you know Bill Gates for is Microsoft. You only know Mark Zuckerberg for Facebook. Why? Because those guys were committed. It was in 1965 that Warren Buffett purchased Berkshire Hathaway. At the time, the company he purchased was struggling. The stock price was only $11 a share. Just recently, Berkshire Hathaway stock topped the $300,000 per share mark. Why is that so important? Because this man, from 1965 to the present time, has only focused on one thing, growing that enterprise. My friends and neighbors, I ask you a question. How committed are you? Are you willing to make the sacrifices required to grow your business and to do better at the office every single day? Does it mean getting up a little earlier and going to bed a little later or changing a few habits here and there? Once those things happen, then we know that commitment has arrived. That R, my friends, also reminds us of the importance of recruitment. Yes, it's not a topic that many like to discuss, but it's one essential to business. Colleges recruit top athletes to join their programs, and they're not going to have a winning season unless they're committed to recruiting. By the same token, my friends, when it comes to business, we've got to recruit the top talent that's going to do the things that we need them to do. Remember when the last time you had some really good food, you recruited somebody else to try it. You didn't even realize that's what you were doing, but you did. You said, Nobody's banana pudding is like my mama's banana pudding, and the next time she makes some, I'm going to bring it to you. You may have said, I'm going to tell you something. If you go down the street, up the road for about 4 miles on the corner, there's a chicken restaurant right there. You'll never eat any better fried chicken than what you'll get there. Whenever we have satisfied a craving through commitment, it leads us to recruitment because we're so excited about it. Well, how do I recruit? We recruit based on the killer bees. I always call them. It's beliefs, benefits, and the big picture. If ever there's a person that's going to stay connected to the vision that you're preaching every day, they first of all have to know that you believe it. Your belief is going to drive them to pique their interest. You know, when you eat something good, you believe that it was good. Your taste buds may be completely different from your neighbors. However, it's not going to stop you from promoting what you believe. Then the other B is for benefits. What does connecting with your organization mean to the person that's connecting? What is it? What are they going to get out of it? How is it going to benefit them? How will they grow personally and professionally? How will it change their life one iota? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to look at the benefits of what you believe. Then finally, there's a big picture. You want to talk to them about where they can go 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 20 years down the line. Again, it is a value to hanging in there. We just mentioned how Warren Buffett stayed with Berkshire Hathaway from 1965 until this present day. By the same token, my friends, when there's a big picture, you're encouraging those who join your team not just to get their feet wet a little bit. No, you're encouraging them to do a deep dive, to stay in it and get in it and remain in it as long as it takes to get the goal accomplished, because there's always a big picture. Then the A is probably all we can get to today. Reminds us of the importance of aggressiveness. Yes, my friends, aggressiveness. Think about how aggressive you become when you're hungry. Somebody calls your name and you say, what? What do you want? You know, your attitude changes because you've got your mind on one thing and one thing only, and that is accomplishing your goal. Well, aggressiveness also has a part to play in business. It relates to our determination in every single action. For my note takers, whether you're in D.C. or California, no matter what side of the country you're in or in the world, remember this, that commitment, it relates to your determination in every action. When Mike Tyson was a boxer, when he was boxing, every punch he threw was designed to knock his opponent out. And in almost every fight he fought, he either scored the knockout or got knocked out. He was extremely aggressive. And by the same token, my friends, every meeting should lead you to closing a deal. Don't wait until the next meeting when the opportunity to close is in the first one. Don't wait until a phone call comes or somebody calls you back. Call them back. Aggressiveness means that you're not going to wait. You're going to close deals when the opportunity arises. Oh, I wish I had time to finish this lesson today. However, I don't. If you have enjoyed this training segment, I can encourage you that soft skills training will change your life and your business, especially if it comes from Success Training Institute. Listen, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.